We're having a special class now about kindness, right? When Eliezer wants to see whether Rivka's fitting for Avram's household, so Eliezer asks her for a drink, and Eliezer has servants with him, and he has 10 camels with him, and she's a little girl. And when she agrees to give him and feed his servants and feed his camels, and she does much more than he requested, by the way, because he says, "Hatina kadech," you just tilt your pitcher off your shoulder. And she doesn't do that. She takes it down on both hands. The Torah alludes to many things that she does to benefit him. She takes it down on both hands and she holds out the pitcher so that it's comfortable for him to drink from it. And then he tells her, okay, the leftovers, he waits to see if she'll give the leftovers to the camels. She draws and draws again, and he wanted her to feed his camels, and she draws for the camels and for all of his servants. What's going on here? If you saw your daughter doing that, what would you say? Girlie, let them fetch their own water. Come home. What are you sitting there feeding other people for? Let them get their own water. Avram's trait was exemplified by Avram sitting at the outside of his tent. The Midrash asks, it says in Avot de Rabbi Natan, it says, oh, you guys should know this Midrash. I'll read the full thing. It's worth knowing. Very interesting Midrash. We've all heard of Eov, right? There was this pious man named Job who did kindness to everyone he could. And now I'm going to read a Midrash. Don't quote it without quoting the source, because otherwise people will get all upset at you that you got it all wrong. But here's what it says in Avos de Rabbi Nasan about Eov. It says, the Mishnah in Tractate Avos says, make the paupers part of your family. So in Avot de Rabbi Natan, which is an expansion of Pekei Avot, it says don't really make them part of your family, but you should have that they feel like they've been a part of your family, because where they go, they say, boy, I ate by him such and such, I drank by him such and such, the way people used to talk about what they ate and drank in the house of Eov. And when they'd meet with one another, they'd say, where are you going to eat tomorrow? And he'd say, I'm going to Eov. Where'd you eat today? I ate by Eov. That's how people viewed Eov. So the Mishnah says, your house should be wide open. How so? So the Midrash, it says over here, Navot Rabbi Natan, your house should be open to the south and the east and the west and the north, just like Eov made his tent open in all four directions, right? We always hear this Midrash about Avraham Avinu. It says over here about Eov. It says, why did Eov make four entrances to his house? So that the poor wouldn't have to go all around to find the entrance. If someone comes from the north, they could come right in. Someone comes from the south, they could come right in. And that's how Eov did in every direction. Oh, wow. So Eov's a tremendous person. And then it's decided in heaven that things will go bad for Eov. We know he lost his children, he lost his wealth, he lost his health, he lost everything. So it says, he said to Hashem, he said, Master of the world, didn't I feed the hungry? Didn't I give the thirsty to drink? As Eov writes towards the end of the book, have I ever eaten my bread alone? I never sat down for a meal without inviting other people. Have I ever eaten without giving the orphans to eat? Have I ever ignored someone who needed clothing? I've given people who needed clothing. He says, I've never taken my sheep's wool without covering the poor first. I didn't take it for myself before I ensured everyone I knew of that needed covering got it. And Hashem says to him, I realize you think you're great, but you haven't yet gotten halfway up the ladder to Avraham Avinu, because you sit in your tent and the guests come in to you. Whoever used to eat bread made out of wheat, so you gave him bread made out of wheat. Whoever was accustomed to eating meat, you gave him meat. Whoever was accustomed to drinking wine, you gave him wine. You gave each person what they needed. But Avram was not like that. Avram would go out of his tent and look around and see maybe there are people who are passing far away, who don't realize I'm here and that they're invited. Let me go invite them in. Wherever he could find a guest, he'd tap on his shoulder and say, hey, you need a place for lunch? Why don't you come to me? People would come into his house and they'd say, all I eat usually is bread made of wheat. And Avram Avinu would say, for sure you can have bread, but why don't you also have some meat? A person would say, I don't usually eat bread, I can't afford it. And Avram would say, in my house you can eat bread, have some bread, have some meat. A person would say, I can't afford to drink wine, I usually only drink water. And Avram would say, have some wine. Not only that, says the Avot Rabbi Natan, Avraham Avinu built inns. He built castles along the paths. He would buy real estate and build castles. And he'd ensure that they were stocked with food and drink. You guys, I don't like to get political, so don't infer anything political from what I'm about to say. I'm just going to share with you an interesting piece of information. Okay? Don't comment, please, because it's an innocent piece of information, but you should be aware of it. If you go to all kinds of places and you're hungry or thirsty, so you very often have to pay to buy something to eat or drink. You go to the airport, a cup of coffee can cost you 15, 20 shekel. Now, if you know a secret, if you know that there's a shul by the airport, and in the shul here in Ben Gurion, right next to the shul, literally in the same hallway, one step over, is a Beit Chabad. And in the Beit Chabad, there's for free coffee and sugar and milk. and they keep it stocked. So you could go outside and pay 15 shekel for that same cup of coffee, which you can get for free in there. So it's a phenomenal concept that Avraham Avinu built these castles. It says, Paltin Gadolim. He'd build huge castles along the paths that people would travel, and he'd leave food and drink, and when people would pass by, they would go in and eat and drink and bless Hashem. And that's why Avraham Avinu had a more pleasant life. So the Siftei Chaim says, if we had to analyze Avraham Avinu with exacting justice and say, does he deserve a good life or does he deserve to suffer like Eov? The Medrash is saying he deserved to suffer like Eov. Who could stand up to exacting justice? Who can say, I'm so pure, if Hashem looks at me and says, do you deserve it? I deserve a good life. Life is challenging. We make mistakes. We go after our desires. And even Avraham, as great as he was, well, the Medrash says, you know why Avraham didn't suffer like Eov? Because Avraham went out of his way to be kind. Went out of his way means he set as his life's goal, how can I help others? It wasn't about, let me sit at home and anyone who needs me, I'll help them. If they knock on my door, I'll help them. That was Eov. And so Hashem says to Eov, that's not the kindness, that's Avraham's kindness. Avraham's kindness is, how can I be more helpful to people? It's not only about who's, if they call me, I'll give them a donation. It's about, where can I be helpful to humanity? How can I go out of my way and make this world a better place? It's not just about who's come to me that needs something. It's about me going out and making this world a better place. That's part of my identity. I want to do. I want to make the world a better place. And so Avraham does not get judged like Eov. Not good that Avram could have stood up to that judgment, but when Hashem sees that a person goes out of their way to do kindness beyond any call of duty, he could have lived a peaceful, quiet life, but no, he went out of his way to help. So then Hashem says, I'm not taking him to task. I'm not interested in looking exactly what he did right and wrong. So here, that's what Eliezer is looking for. If you're going to be a wife, that someone's going to knock on the door and say, can I have a drink? And you say, sure, here, have a drink. You're not fit for Avram's house. Because what's going to happen? Yitzchak's going to go and sit outside his tent and look for who he could invite in. And you're going to say, Yitzchak, come on. We have enough guests. I'm prepared to make meals for whoever comes, but you're looking for more? I'm not working hard enough?
you have to be prepared to give. The idea that she was ready to give and give and give and give. Excuse me, lady, why are you so prepared to give? Because I want to give. I want to be a giving person. Ah, then you could be married to Yitzchak. Because Avraham Avinu had a good life. He didn't have to go anywhere. But he would travel to see, where could I teach the word of Hashem? Where can I give more to people? So you want to marry into Avraham Avinu's house? You have to be a person that wants to give. And that's chesed. And maybe I can add, my mother used to teach in an elementary school. And one of the children once asked her, they said, where does the word gomel chesed come from? And the children themselves suggested that maybe the term gomel chesed comes from the word gamal. Just like a camel carries you on his back, so to chesed is about taking the other person on your back. This the children suggested. So I think that's a very nice suggestion. Chesed is, let me see who I can take on my back. It's much more than tzedakah. Tzedakah is from the word tzedek. It's just, there's a person that needs, I can help, I'm going to help. That's tzedakah. Chesed, let me see where I can give. And that's what Eliezer was looking for in Rivka, and he found it. And that's the trait of Avraham Avinu that we see here in the Avot Rabbi Natan, in the comparison between Iov and Avraham Avinu. There's another comparison which it doesn't say here, which I saw by Rav Chaim Falaji, a big Sfardi Chacham. He says a line, I don't know where he gets it from, maybe it's a Midrash somewhere. He says that Iov would eat and share his food. And Avraham Avinu wouldn't eat until he'd given other people of his food. He wouldn't take a bite before someone else had from it first. Which I think also reflects this idea that the Midrash is showing us.